Hi there, I'm Shane Spears and welcome to another edition of Summit Scale, beaming out to you from the beautiful city of Bath in the UK. My guest today is Richard Lomax. Richard, a very warm welcome. Great to have you on the show.
Thank you, Shane. It's great to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
For those of you that don't know him, Richard's marketing journey started over 30 years ago with companies like BP Oil and HJ Heinz, but he believes that big brand marketing wisdom simply doesn't work for the vast majority of companies. And that's why he's on a mission to blow away the smoke and mirrors and present SMEs with a practical system they can implement to grow profits and increase the rewards from their business. Brilliant. I'm looking forward to this. Richard, the title of the interview today is The Four Assassins of Your Business Success. And we have 5 minutes for the interview. If you're ready, I'll start the clock.
Yeah, let's go.
So tell us about the first assassin that you've identified, which you state leads to haphazard marketing at best and at worst results in a complete waste of marketing budget and time.
Yeah, it's really that for many, many businesses that I've worked with and lots that I see, their marketing is largely reactive. So it used to be you get an offer come in from a media rep saying, well, we can do this whole page in this magazine at, you know, 30% of the rate card, and you jump at it and do it, and you think you've done your marketing, or that you start your newsletter, issue number one goes out, and issue number two never ever gets publicized or promoted. So it's this idea that unless you actually say, no, we cannot carry on sort of with the boom and bust in activity, because it just reflects in your income level. You kind of get busy, and then you're busy delivering the actual service, and your marketing goes out of the window for 3, 4, 5, 6 months even, and you're back to, oh crikey, where are the next leads coming from? So it's you've got to have goals. You've got to know, okay, I know what my budget turnover is for the year, yeah, but how many, you know, what is it for the month? How many actual inquiries do we need to get a certain number of appointments, to get a certain number of quotes, to deliver on those targets? So you've got to work this back.
Yeah.
And you've got to have a strategy to attract new customers, and you need to create a detailed route map, not one that you create and then you forget about and never look at, but a document that you can look at little and often.
Right. Okay, brilliant. So, and then the second assassin, this prime cause of procrastination and paralysis when it comes to taking action on your making. Can you explain what this is and how you overcome it?
Yeah, absolutely. It's really where most people are not quite sure where to start. And I've got 101 things I can do in my marketing. I could do this. I could do my blog. I could you know, create a webinar. I could send some emails. I could do all these things. But what do I do first? And when you're not sure where you're going to get the best return from your money, we all procrastinate. And then that is death in marketing. So, you know, we know there's going to be an 80-20 rule, but we don't quite know, you know, which are the 20% of activities that are going to bring 80% of the results. So what it does mean is before you do any marketing activity, you've got to ask yourself, okay, how are we going to measure the returns, the actual results, the actual click-through rates, the actual inquiries that this is going to generate? Because if you don't tag that onto the marketing activity, you're never going to be in a position to know whether the marketing has worked or not. So you're going to go the full 12 months of spending your budget.
Yeah.
You're wiser about that really worked. We should do more. I'm not, that exhibition definitely didn't bring us any leads or not. And when you're not sure, you kind of fear, well, some of it worked. We got some leads. We got some sales. We're still here. And you do the same mistakes all over again. So, you know, it's about testing your marketing little and often.
Right.
So it's actually about, you've got to recognize you need a plan. So, you know, what are we actually going to do here? What is the key message that's going to help us cut through all the kind of the wallpaper, all the noise that our prospects are bombarded with? And, you know, what are the activities that we're going to start with? And in any one month, there might only be 2 or 3 maximum activities you try and do. Who's going to do them and by when? Set some timescales. So, then once you've got that little plan there, then you can actually start and you can have some confidence that you're going to learn as you go along.
Right. Okay. Okay. And number three, this one results in most marketing campaigns only achieving a fraction of the results that they're capable of achieving. So tell us about that one.
Yeah, it all comes down to getting attention and getting noticed. And that relates to the words that you use in your marketing. So it doesn't matter. It might be how people answer the phone. It could be the copy you use in your emails, on your web pages. It could be any advertising that you're running online or offline. So you've got to know how to engage, and you've got to write and talk as you would normally have a conversation when you're across the table with a prospect having a cup of coffee, for example. So half of the battle is doing your preparation before you start to write your own copy. So four guidelines I would think about is, what first point is kind of Stephen Covey, begin with the end in mind. So what do you want your readers or your viewers or listeners, what do you want them to do next once they've finished consuming your message? Right. Have that really close. So is it going to be to download a guide? Is it going to be to trial a product? Is it going to be to agree to an audit or a survey? But get that focus in your mind.
Okay.
The really good advice is kind of get into their mindset. So eavesdrop on the conversation that they're already having about your type of product or service.
Okay.
Because they're interested in your product or service, and they're not going to listen to you anyway. They're not going to watch your ad or anything. So focus on those that are in that passing parade of prospects. Think about the conversation that's going on. Think about the kind of objections that they might have, and address them. Don't ignore them. And then the third or fourth one here is proof elements. So you're going to make some claims and some promises in your marketing. They're sort of psychology. Yeah, but everybody says that. How do I know I can believe you? So consciously come up with the facts and the proof that are going to substantiate your statements.
Right, brilliant. And we're just coming to the end of our time. So but I just want to find out about this final assassin that leads to marketing activity being shot dead in the water. What's that about?
Yeah, that's really all about the idea of you get easily distracted. That is the biggest problem. So once you make a start, then you know things will happen in business. So we know, as far as marketing is concerned, profitable marketing is a kind of a step-by-step process.
Right.
Your prospects, you know, it's very, very unlikely it's a spontaneous purchase. They go, it's either very formal, invitation to tender, presentation, debrief, and so on, or subconsciously, they're doing their research, their due diligence, they're talking to their mates or whatever. So, you know, one-off marketing activity is really a waste of time, because, you know, it's like any personal relationship.
Yeah.
While relationships take time to develop and to nurture.
Right.
So you can make sure you're in the right place at the right time. And if every time they hear from you, there's something of real value, then you're going to build your brand effectively. You're going to build that reciprocal obligation. So yeah, I don't always read everything that I get sent, but I always give it a chance because I know they're talking to me about me and about my problems. So, you know, that comes down to making yourself accountable. And I would suggest in many instances, making yourself accountable to somebody outside of your business for your progress. So you've got a plan, you've got some timelines and some schedules. If you miss those and nobody else knows about them, you can always give yourself excuses and reasons why. Right. But somebody outside the business that's gently going to probe you and say, hey, hang on a minute, you need to get this done by the end of this week.
Brilliant.
You've all worked to deadlines, and that will stop you being distracted and losing your way.
Brilliant. Richard, we've run over our time, but it's brilliant stuff. Thank you so much. Folks, for more resources, check out Richard's website. The link will be below the video, www.slipstream-marketing.com. And there's a webinar there, that's Three Big Shifts webinar that you can go and at. It's a really great resource. Thank you so much, Richard. Really appreciate it.
It's an absolute pleasure. Thanks for giving me the opportunity to chat to you. And hope the listeners get some real value from this. So thanks for the opportunity.
Thanks for checking out our Summit Scale podcast. If you like what we're doing here, please head over to iTunes and subscribe, rate us and leave a review. It's very much appreciated. And if you want to learn more about the work we do or are looking for a load of free resources to help with scaling your business, check out our website, www.summitleader.com.